The best tea in the city.
Welcome to the show. Before we start with the show, I need to say that being raised by a grandmother who's stayed at Dube Village in Ngwana Street, and also spending my high school years there, we always knew about Andrew Mulangeni because his home was just a street behind mine, Gundlovu Street, Dube. Now to hear that Stalandwe is no longer at 95. Thank you, sir. May you rest in power and in peace. Thank you for the contribution, and thank you for always being a soldier of the people. May your soul rest in peace indeed. Now, let's get on with this. Living with a chronic illness is not easy. It affects so many aspects of your life. But one very important aspect that we never talk about is how it affects your sex life. When you have a chronic illness, sex can involve a complicated mix of emotions and feelings. And let's not even underplay the mental impact when you put chronic illness and sex in the same sentence. The thought of just having sex or enjoying it will likely feel overwhelming, especially if the diagnosis is still fresh. You'll be filled with lots of questions. Will my body still function like before? Will my partner still find me attractive? Will being intimate hurt? Because like I said, I mean, confidence comes from how you see yourself before anything else. A lot of people pride themselves with being good sexual partners. And here you are, breast cancer. You must go under the knife. You come back, you're like, ish. Or let's say you're going through chemo. You have to shave your hair. Ish. So when a chronic illness takes over your body, everyone feels the effects. So can you imagine what happens in the bedroom? I'm going to be personal today, as you can already tell. And please trust me with you coming out and telling me how you feel. Do you suffer from a chronic illness? Does it affect your sexual life negatively or not at all? How did it affect your partner? And as a partner, was it hard for you to adjust? What is the most challenging thing about living with a chronic illness and sex? The hashtag may sound a little bit insensitive, but please, I'm trying to find a way that we can educate each other without being insensitive. Hashtag having sex with a chronic. As we said, the best thing in the city, having sex with a chronic. What do you say about this? Lerato Maphosa are, after 10 years of living with a condition that left me scarred and having had to shave my head, my then partner didn't run. He stuck around and life carried on. It wasn't about to let no disease ruin my confidence. Never. Never. Mdano RT, when I was 18 years old, as a first year student at varsity, I had a severe acne. So severe that I had to, you know, double shirts, wear dark clothes, always wearing a cap, and I went the entire year without a mirror. Confidence was on 0.01. Sex was just a dream. Then I'd like to hear what happened. I would really like to hear what happened. Give me more, please. Make this a thread. I appeal to you. Having a chronic illness can have huge effects on sexual desire, like appetite. But accepting the illness as part of your life and learning to live well with it may retain that appetite. Sexual activity can be wonderful, can be a wonderful outlet when you're trying to cope or when coping with a chronic illness. It can bring some much needed relaxation and healing. Because the goal here is to look for what is possible. Okay? and not try and live in the past or of what was once achievable. And that's, I think that's where the trick is. Because this way, if you do that, you are able to ease your way back to sexual desire, sexual pleasure with your partner. I don't know what chronic illness you live with. It's easy to say diabetes, it's easy to say HIV. Now, Mdano just said chronic acne, cancer. You once dated that person. This topic is also about you. And not only that, this topic is also about you, that you are currently dating and you are living through your healthy years. But your partner or you have a history in your family that has chronic illness. Should that happen, God forbid, touch wood, how do you foresee the adjustment, especially in terms of how it affects your sexual, your sex life? Hashtag having sex with a chronic. Talk to me.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
All right. Three teaspoons. These are the three teaspoons on how to overcome chronic illness in the bedroom. One, you need to be creative, because sexual intercourse is just one way to satisfy your need for human affection. Intimacy can express even more of that affection in many different ways, because orgasm is not the only goal. Reconnecting physically with your partner by exploring each other's bodies can be in one way, a good way, to being intimate. Two, separate the emotion from the mind. Not easy, but try. To have satisfying sex, you need to feel good about yourself. So start by weighing your own emotions. Okay? If illness has left you physically scarred, or your self-esteem has also taken a serious knock, which can lead to you feeling unattractive and undesirable, it's important to be aware and separating your emotional needs to your mental conflicts, because that could help to strengthen your sexual relationship. You must know which one you're trying to satisfy at the same time. You may have a need, but your mind says, am I still sexy? No. Separate the two if you can. Try. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on how to overcome chronic illness in the bedroom. Get a consultant. Yeah. Sometimes doctors are so focused on your health problems that they forget to ask some important parts of your life, like, how's your sex life? You may even have to try and bring up the subject yourself, especially if you are feeling comfortable with your doctor. But if the conversation is hard to have with your doctor, then you find a sex therapist. A sex therapist is like a psychotherapist with advanced training in sex problems. They discuss your situation, suggest ways you can enjoy sex, and they even give you erotic homework. Yeah. Mdano, LM, the guy I read about severe acne, I read a story about severe acne. He wrote this thread, and it's one to read. Go to hashtag having sex with a chronic. Let me read what he says to you. He says, fortunately, I used to see my girlfriend, my then girlfriend, once a term, and every time we meet, I was getting worse because of my severe acne, all over my body, actually. He had to put dark towels on the pillows, use dark sheets because the back and the front will bleed and mess with the bedding. He couldn't even cuddle because the sores were just painful as a result of acne on his chest. He says, I remember telling my then girlfriend that I'll be okay if she would end things, because when I looked at myself, I would have never dated me too. Having sex with a chronic. That moment of silence is dedicated to those who are not getting any action.
AKA. I don't know who this is directed to. Okay.
Should we ask this question while dating? Is there chronic illnesses in your family? Should this be one of the questions we talk about while we're still dating?
Yes, it has to be, I need to know what I'm dealing with. I agree with Nosy. I think it's just also part of it's just one of those conversations that you need to have overall about health. You know, you just want to know where you stand with your partners, especially if you're thinking of, you know, long term.
Yeah.
You always want to know if they're diabetes, and you want to be that person who encourages your person to eat well if you think, you know, they may have certain chronic illnesses that could be avoided, you know, because they are in the family. So I think it's just part of a conversation. Yeah. Getting to know each other.
Do you have history in your family of an illness that is chronic?
Yes, diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yes.
Okay. And then should it affect you later on in life, how would you like your partner to handle that?
Be supportive. Be supportive. I mean, I'd like for them, I mean, this is a journey. If you're going to be here together, certain things that I do in terms of my diet, let's do it together. I'd probably do the same. I mean, I'm that person. So I expect them to be there hand in hand, walking with me.
Nosy?
Well, I don't have any, I can't think of any chronic illnesses that run in the family. But, I mean, maybe for me, if I was a partner to someone who had a chronic illness, I probably wouldn't partake as Kinebe wants her partner to partake. But, I mean, I'd be there to support you. I can help you. I can remind you. And I think that would be also good and encouraging for the relationship.
Wonderful. I asked earlier on, is there a chronic illness history in your family? Did you see how I just took my tone a little bit up there? Why? Because I'm asking, should we ask this question when we date, while we're dating? JJ, Julia Joseph, yes, my colleague, says, yay, I asked this question on our first date. Don't judge. It is important to know. Yes, and a little bit, it's a bit of a difficult question to ask. I think you wouldn't ask it necessarily on a first date. You'll ask it when you really have now say, you know what, I think we have laid the foundation and we kind of, you know, on our way to building a great relationship here. Maybe we should start asking some tough questions to see how far we can take this. Why? To prepare to know what you're in for and that you can do together. Because whether you do it now or later, in fact, if you don't do it, you might face these questions the minute you start wanting to start a family. And you're sitting in front of a doctor and the doctor starts asking you these questions and maybe there's apprehensions you had and you never really discussed and there it is. It shows up in that room and then it becomes a little bit uncomfortable to drive back home. It's like, why didn't you tell me? Over something that you could have easily shared over a glass of wine and a beautiful dinner under the standard skies that has now 13 horoscopes. Just say. Having sex with a chronic, that's the hashtag. Send me a voice note. 063-688-0959. Are you living with a chronic illness? Or Jolal Mutwa chronic illness? Or you have had a relationship with a person like that? Or you just realized? Take me through what you're going through and juxtapose it to your sex life. Hashtag having sex with a chronic. Hey, Unati, good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are we?
Listen, we are getting warmer and warmer, and look, the sun is looking nice and brighter, which is promising. Looks like we're coming to the end of it, right?
I think we've experienced our final cold front, and I think, you know, we're used to the weather now that we're getting. It's August knocking, so it should be warmer knocking.
I think you have a chronic illness.
Which is?
Too many tears.
I mean, is that considered an illness?
It is.
Okay, I'm listening. It is, yes. I have come to learn it is how my beautiful ancestors express love.
Can you imagine then in the bedroom, ne?
Oh, don't imagine. Me, I know how I am.
Needless
to say, and as I sing in five-part harmonies.
Hey, marangapa. Uyakala. Umtobantu te. Ha? No mark to one. No what about to sugar lumnani? No what about to sugar lumnani?
See, that's why I can't let too many people see that face we spoke about there during the friend zone. Too intense for a lot of brothers.
Oh my God, did we go there? Oh my God.
Is it close to Taraji Henson's character in What Men Want?
I mean, it's all of the above and more.
Okay. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Only for a few.
Yeah. So, are you going to answer your own question?
Yes, of course.
I'm
chronic illness. There hasn't been one that really stands out in the family, because recently what happened, especially with my dad, his cancer was found quite late, and this was like 2 months before his passing. So obviously it's like, okay, all right, hold on. And you can imagine, had I known this much earlier, we could have easily declared to my pastor and said, hey, there's this case in the family.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And the same applied with her father, that he got cancer quite late in his adult years. So some of these things, yes, it's as much as you can like to put that question on the dating table and let's discuss it so that we know what we're in for. Some of us don't even know until it happens.
Yeah. And some chronic illnesses aren't necessarily hereditary. And then some develop later if,
yes,
like, you know, stimulated by something.
Yeah.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, but my question is, when Unathi is this healthy, fit, active, and now, say, for instance, and God forbid, is it mastectomy she has to now go through because of breast cancer? And when she walks back home, can you imagine what she goes through?
Yeah.
And her partner, does he even know how to wrestle, deal with this without her making feel like she's no longer adequate? It is such
a sensitive Thabo.
Eh?
Because people forget that you may not be the person going through the devastating chronic illness, but your life partner is affected by it as well.
Exactly.
So him as well. How does my mastectomy affect how he is attracted to me?
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're talking about what we're talking about today. It's deeper.
I loved it.
It's deeper. It goes to the senses of commitment, or the depths of commitment. And those are the little uncomfortable conversations we don't normally have.
I would rather fall in love with you with all your imperfections than a fake version of you that will never be you.
Done.
Your mid-morning favorite, the best tea in the city, Kaya FM.
Kaya FM.
95.9.
Tea, all I can say is, if you have a partner like that, just be supportive. Just bear with her or him. Just be supportive.
Hey, T-Boss, I like the topic that you're talking about today. I was diagnosed with this thing called, it's called psoriasis. It's terrible, man. It's terrible. And I actually had to call myself a leopard because of these patches that I've got on my skin. This thing is all over my body, man. It's terrible. Since 1998, can you imagine? That's about 22 years now. And dating seems to be a problem. I'm like 43 years now, my brother, and it's very difficult, man. It's very difficult. If you see me, you will run away. Now the thing, I went to the doctors. They telling me, Guri, this thing is caused by the stress. I mustn't stress too much. But you know the conditions that we're living in life, man. You cannot stay without being stressed. It's very terrible, man. It's terrible. I like this condition, I like this topic that you're talking about. I really do like it, man. You're speaking to Skumbuzo Lana from Joburg, originally from Naspoort.
Good morning, Prati, and the rest of your team. Kitabo Mo Ratanda. I just want to thank you again for the lovely music that you're giving us. My experience with my previous partner was with fibroids. She had fibroids, and then they were very painful, especially when it gets to Tabaya, traveling from Jos to Polokwane. Hey, not so fitly, Prati, not so fitly, not so fitly, abima, not so fitly, mole, mobile, abila, mole, rajiga, and you know when you have to get back, it's not a happy experience. Hey, it's very painful because a relationship, especially halilibanyani, you're starting to experience yourselves. It's a very sensual experience, and if you can't fulfill each other's needs, and the other one, not because of anything, but because of pain, is not feeling complete in this relationship. Iba buhlungu on the next person, Prathi. I just want to thank people who create awareness for such things, because if it wasn't for them, I would have known nothing, and I would have not been able to fulfill this person as a partner, Prathi. I just want to say thank you again for the music that you're playing. You're giving us a lovely show every morning. Thank you, Prathi. Kitabo Maratan.
Best tea in the city. Tibos Oblelali Mudise from Go Davidson. In fact, my take on this, Tibos, you know, yes, you should ask that question. It's very important to ask that question. Why? Because, you know, when you're having sex, sex isn't only a physical entity or a physical action. It's also spiritual, emotional, and intellectual. So when you're having sex with someone, you are not only physically there, but you're also taking a spiritual element of that person as well. So, yes, Tibos, ask that question so that at least we might have informed decisions going forward, especially in terms of relationship. Kimo Dise Ko Tiviton. Sharp, sharp, Tibos.
Morning, Mr. T. Hey, your topic, man, it's very personal. Can I be anonymous? I had this situation with I was not HIV positive, and I had to sit in jail with Mama Sengeni. The thing was, I'm sure I don't know, it was very painful. So this topic is too much painful.
Yeah, what's up, T? This is Leo from Katlehongo. Leo Mabena here. Look, T. Living with the chronic is never be an issue to stop doing some other things. For me, I've discovered that I am one of them, but nothing has been changing. Instead, things have been increasingly so hard. Yeah, well, I can't even imagine how my life has been changing. Just I had to follow the procedures. I had to be strong, mentally strong, and I have to allow myself to say, you know what, I am who I am. Let me live my life. So I have been accepted. I accepted everything, and even my partner, she knows everything. She can't even believe how things have been transformed lately. So, to me, there's nothing I worry about. I keep myself for the same level as I am, and things have been so good. I've been happy. I'm good, T. I'm good.
Hi, Uncle T. Uzandilo. Hey, Ndoda. Cutting some manji, yes, sickness for as Ningo has understand. But man names all, Nabuza, Sakala Nyan and Jay. Yabo Sakala Nyan and Jay, once a month and jailer. Hi, Sugabonagala corner, but I can do the shivering, the pampering pizzum pet and I, as long kung as silly if it's Telela Nayo, Nkina Senkula Nifa. Can't you let us in? We can do the shivering. Thank you, Uncle T.
Hi, T. Yeah, I'm one with a chronic. And then with mine, I wouldn't say, but yeah, it was one of those that had affected me sexually to an extent where I wasn't comfortable with telling my partner of what's going on with me. And for that reason, I had to let him go, because when it came to the dance, it was just... It was a mission and a half, so I had to just let him go and let him be happy without me. So, yeah, what can I say?
Sometimes you must allow yourself to have difficult conversations. That's where strength comes from in terms of building lasting relationships. So that when a time comes, you are faced with a storm that you didn't even anticipate, like a chronic illness, because of the strong foundation, you can handle anything. But should you reserve those tough conversations for then, it might be just a bit too late. Just say. I'll see you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.